None of us of a certain age will, could ever forget what happened 20 years ago tomorrow. I will never forget broadcasting live from Frankfurt, Germany, as all this happened and feeling so incredibly helpless. Not that anybody could do anything. A lot of people felt helpless. I'd hear back from the Fisher Building that they were evacuating the Fisher Building. Nobody knew what was happening or what might happen next. It was an incredible experience for America and for all of us. Some more involved than others. Our good friend, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, was very much a part of the activity in New York City at the site of where the World Trade Center had been. I'll never forget, Michael, you heading off to New York City to help in any way that you could.
Well, good morning, Paul W. It is a solemn remembrance. Can't believe it's 20 years. And yes, we all were shocked and feeling helpless when it happened, watching it unfold live. And obviously my first duty as the sheriff of Oakland County is to make sure the county's safe. So as you also said, no one knew how extensive the attack was going to be, what else may be targeted, what else was going to be coming. So the first thing we did was put Oakland County on a safe footing as we could. We added shifts and sent out people to protect critical infrastructure that we have pre-identified. That's important not just to Oakland County, but to the country. And about that time, I got a call from New York saying they needed help. So that spurred us to begin the process of identifying what equipment and personnel would be helpful to New York in this time of need. And by just about midnight on September 11th, our caravan was on the way to Ground Zero.
And we jump 20 years later, and coming up this weekend, tomorrow, will be the annual Michigan Fallen Heroes Memorial Ceremony. Michael Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff, is the founder of the memorial. You were kind enough to ask me to help you as Master of Ceremonies a number of years ago. It was my honor to be there. This year, it will be the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and our friend Evrod Kasemi from Local 4 will be there helping you out, and I know that it'll be an especially good and somber memorial.
Yes, it's for those of your audience that haven't heard us chat about it before, the Fallen Hero Memorial has a granite etched wall with the name of every police officer and firefighter who has died in the line of duty in the state of Michigan's history. And it's a place where family and community can come and remember those heroes and mourn their loss. And we've also co-located one of the few joint 9/11 memorials right there on site. So we actually have artifacts from all three locations. The World Trade Center, a piece of the World Trade Center, piece of the Pentagon, and artifacts from Shanksville. And then co-located to that, we now have a military memorial for every personnel from Oakland County that's died in the Middle East conflicts that followed on. So kind of they're all tied together by fate, and now they're located together by remembrance.
I want people to understand this is happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Michigan Fallen Heroes Memorial, which is at 1200 North Telegraph, Building 38E in Pontiac. And I want people to understand they are invited. This event is open to the public. And I can tell you from my own experience, it is a wonderful, meaningful event for you to be a part of. It will be more so than ever for tomorrow being the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So if you need information, if you have questions, you can get in touch or go online. I see contact information for the media, but for the rest of us, how do we get more information about this, Michael?
I will post something on our Facebook. Also, Michigan Fallen Heroes has a website, so Google Michigan Fallen Heroes. And that will have information as well. But anything else, they can give us a call, and we're happy to help.
We have been, I think, because of the diligence of yourself, other law enforcement people on a national basis, we've been really unscarred by the terrorist activity of 20 years ago tomorrow. But I fear now, with what has happened in Afghanistan and elsewhere, I feel a little more fearful and on guard of new terrorist activity. Am I off base, or do you feel that possibility as well?
I do. You know, we have threats from within and threats from without. And I think, you know, one of the clear lessons of 9/11 and the 9/11 Commission was we need to communicate more and better and share information, connect dots better. We've seen that in a variety of circumstances where somebody has information, but it's not shared with the people that may end up receiving the fallout or are charged with protecting a venue. And as a result, you know, things happen that may have been interrupted. So, for example, you know, on 9/11, you had a situation where people knew that these individuals had been taking flight training, but were particularly interested in piloting a craft, but not very interested in landing. Well, that's an important part of the process.
Sure is.
You know, so, you know, that raised red flags among the flight school, and they passed that information on. But it didn't get to people that also were watching and had some of these folks on the watch list. And
right.
That is a huge kind of failure to connect the dots. And that has been repaired on a large basis, but there's still not, as evidenced from a number of things here recently in America, that's still not fully repaired. And then secondarily, you know, we don't know who's coming across the southern border. You know, a lot of people are coming for the right reasons to have a better life, but we know one of the last open source reads I got on it was over 170 countries are crossing the southern border. From all over the world, they're coming across the southern border. Well, you know, we know they've come from a number of Middle East communities across the southern border. So we also know that in Afghanistan, when they pulled out in the manner and style that they did, over 5,000 known ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists were released, and they're in the wind. We don't know where they're going to end up, but we know the combination of those two things makes me certainly anxious.
Well, we certainly will be on guard. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, Oakland County, and the founder of the Fallen Heroes Memorial. Very special memorial tomorrow.